From Japan to Monaco, from globetrotting single mothers to multimillionaire race car drivers, the basic rules of successful NR are surprisingly uniform and predictably divergent from what the rest of the world is doing. The following rules are the fundamental differentiators to keep in mind throughout this book. 1. Retirement is worst-case scenario insurance. Retirement planning is like life insurance. It should be viewed as nothing more than a hedge against the absolute worst-case scenario. In this case, becoming physically incapable of working and needing a reservoir of capital to survive. Retirement as a goal or final redemption is flawed for at least three solid reasons. A. It is predicated on the assumption that you dislike what you are doing during the most physically capable years of your life. This is a non-starter. Nothing can justify that sacrifice. B. Most people will never be able to retire and maintain even a hot dogs for dinner standard of living. Even 1 million is chump change in a world where traditional retirement could span 30 years and inflation lowers your purchasing power 2-4% per year. The math doesn't work. The golden years become lower middle-class life revisited. That's a bittersweet ending. C. If the math does work, it means that you are one ambitious, hard-working machine. If that's the case, guess what? 1 week into retirement, you'll be so damn bored that you'll want to stick bicycle spokes in your eyes. You'll probably opt to look for a new job or start another company. Kind of defeats the purpose of waiting, doesn't it? I'm not saying I don't plan for the worst case. I have maxed out 401ks and IRAs I use primarily for tax purposes. But don't mistake retirement for the goal. 2. Interest and energy are cyclical. If I offered you $10 million to work 24 hours a day for 15 years and then retire, would you do it? Of course not. You couldn't. It is unsustainable, just as what most define as a career, doing the same thing for 8-plus hours per day until you break down or have enough cash to permanently stop. How else can my 30-year-old friends all look like a cross between Donald Trump and Joan Rivers? It's horrendous. Premature aging fueled by triple bypass frappuccinos and impossible workloads. Alternating periods of activity and rest is necessary to survive, let alone thrive. Capacity, interest, and mental endurance all wax and wane. Plan accordingly. The NR aims to distribute mini-retirements throughout life instead of hoarding the recovery and enjoyment for the fool's gold of retirement. By working only when you are most effective, life is both more productive and more enjoyable. It's the perfect example of having your cake and eating it too. Personally, I now aim for 1 month of overseas relocation or high-intensity learning, tango, fighting, whatever, for every 2 months of work projects.